This is All Things Considered. I'm Jamie Floyd. The protest over racial injustice and police brutality continues to grow in the National Football League. During last night's nationally televised Monday night football game, San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick once again chose to kneel during the national anthem instead of standing. Increasingly, Kaepernick has been joined by other NFL players across the league, and now high school football players across the country are taking a stand with the quarterback. One of those teams is Woodrow Wilson High School in Camden, New Jersey, where coaches and almost every single player took a knee Saturday during the national anthem to protest social injustice. To talk more about the protests, we're joined now by Camden Public School Superintendent Payman Rohanifard. Welcome to WMYC, Mr. Superintendent.
Great to be here.
You've come out in support of the students' right to protest. Why do you think that's important?
Well, this wasn't some hate-filled, rock-throwing rally, but rather a respectful demonstration. And to me, kneeling is very different than, say, turning your back to the flag. And ultimately, these players and their coach, they were bringing to light issues of social injustice. And again, and to kneel is to genuflect. It is something we do at church, and I kneeled when I proposed to my wife. And we're proud of our coach and our players for respectfully advancing this very important dialogue.
And Woodrow Wilson's football team is predominantly African American and Latino. Can you talk about how that factors into their decision, perhaps, and the conditions that Camden students face on a daily basis in that city?
Right. This dialogue is in many respects focused in on the conditions here in Camden. And it is a city grappling with enormous challenges rooted in poverty, which is born out of institutional racism. And so in the minds of our coaches and our players, and you know certainly in my experiences, this is a huge, huge challenge for our city.
Do you think their protest helped to highlight some of those issues?
Without question. And so they are bringing to light the injustice of the fact that more than half of kids in Camden live in poverty. There's an injustice in the fact that as superintendent for just the last 3 years alone, I've attended 7 student funerals, and I haven't even made all of them. This is a conversation that is broad in nature. It's not just about policing. It's about education. It's about housing. It's about jobs.
And what sort of dialogue has the players' protest sparked already in Camden?
Well, it's been really positive and productive. And so I'm actually going to their football practice this afternoon. And we've been in touch with our local police chief now a couple times since Saturday. And he wants to be a part of the solution. And our football coach, who knelt at the game himself, he has a great personal relationship with our police chief. And you know, our coach wants to be part of the solution. And so you know, we're really lucky that in Camden, again, enormous challenges here, but we are a big little city. And so we all have great personal relationships, and we can call each other up and sit down and work our way through these challenges.
Perhaps not surprisingly, there has been some criticism of the protests. Not everyone is supportive. The Diocese of Camden, for example, told its Catholic schools that anyone not standing for the national anthem could be suspended. What's your response to the critics?
The way I think about it is to express gratitude for freedom, and by the same token, limit freedom in expressing that gratitude. To me, it feels contradictory. And so, you know, at the end of the day, we support our students, and we appreciate the fact that they're being respectful in wanting to raise this very important issue.
We often think of athletes, student athletes, as leaders. What sort of educational experience do you think the Camden students will get from seeing the athletes protest systemic racism?
Well, this is a really formative time for our young people. And for me, that's why we really wanted to support them, because they're young adults, ultimately. And many of those players, by the way, are 18 years old, so old enough to vote, old enough to serve and give their lives for our country. And so, you know, this is a time where we should be supportive. We need to facilitate the dialogue with the responsibility and you know, the clarity of thought and to not skew it and to present bias. But this is a really, really important time for our young people. And the students have spurred this dialogue. And I don't think it's going to go away anytime soon. And I, you know, my sincere hope is that we come out the other end a better school system, a better city, and a better country.
Payman Rohanifard is the superintendent of Camden Public Schools. Thank you so much for taking the time.
It's been my pleasure.